It's like a gerus, or else the treifus in the gagerus either was cut more than half, or else it was uprooted, we'll see later. So you see what it's called, the treifa. Rashi Alma treifi v'lav nevela v'chiv v'nechozav v'akiva. So down there, who's it going like? Here it says clearly that psuka tegagerus, if you just uprooted the gagerus, it's only a treifa, not a nevela. And now Mishnah says here, according to everybody, according to Chazara, that it's called the nevela. Samura says, Amarova lakasha, kansha shachat lipsay posak. One is talking about that first you made a shchita. Rashi says, aveshet lipsay posak as a gagerus. Kansha posak, now the other cases where they made a psika first, or lipsay shachat, then you made a shchita. So, it's like this. Shachat, if first you made a shchita and one simin, or lipsay posak, and then before you finish a second simin, it was a psul of a pasekis aveshet. Gagerus, he uprooted it. Nifsla b'shchita, it's called the psul neshchita. And therefore, it's a nevela. But posak, let's say before you started the shchita, then you uprooted one simin. Or l'psav shachat, then you went to shecht. It's kidov racha gorim lo listos dam. It's called like something else was a psul here. In other words, it's like with a treifa before you started. But once you started the shchita, you went straight through, you made a whole good shchita. So that's pshan the mishta later in the old treifas. That before you started the shchita, there was a psuka sagagerus. The gagerus was uprooted from its place, so true, it's a nevela. It's a treifa. But now when you make a shchita, on a treifa is matarim de nevela. And now Mishnah means here that b'shach the shchita you made it into a psukas gagerus. That's called the psul and the shchita itself, therefore our Mishnah knows it's called a nevela. Eisvei ravacha barhuna rava. Ravacha barhuna sleskash to rava. It says shochet es aveshet, he made a shchita on the veshet. And then the person gets a gagerus. Or else the opposite way. Posak Gagerus, first he made a Psukas Gagerus, Vechakach Shochet, then he shechted the Veshet. So Nevela, says clearly in both places, called the Nevela. You see, even though you have this Treifus, the Posak Gagerus, you uprooted the Gagerus first, and then you made a Shchita, still it's called the Nevela. So it's a Kasha in the Mishnah letter that says it's only called the Treifa. So Mas Eimah said the Shadow here is, Ukva Shochet Esa Veshet Mikoro. It means
that here also, you were in the middle of the Shchita. You started the shchita already, and then it came out the psuka. So therefore, that's why it's called a nevela. Then, the Mishnah later is talking about where first the psuka took place, and then you made the shchita. So that's only called a psum. That's only called a treifa. Someone says, no, Amalei said back to him, "Shtei tshuvos p'dav." I have two questions on this. The one is dainu k'maisa. If that's the pshat in the Mishnah, it's the same case as the first. It's the same as the Kamaisa. What does the Mishnah say two cases for? It says clearly that Shachat es aveshet the posak as Gagerus. Then it says posak as Gagerus v'chakach Shachat. So according to you, if the Sefer means the Shchit took first, that's the same case. For Yoid, secondly, Yotznan, it says clearly, v'yachakach, and later it happened. So see clearly, even though first the Psukka took place, and then you made the Shchit, still our Mishnah calls it a Nevela. So it tells the Kasha and the Mishnah later, how could the Mishnah later call it a treifa? So Marin says, Hello, Omar Rava. Rava says like this, the Pshat from the two Mishnahs, the next Mishnah means, Elu Asuras Ketoni. Even though the next parak, next Mishnah says, Elu Treifas, it doesn't really mean treifas, it just means to say, Elu Asuras Ketoni. These psulim, these things that happen to the animal, make the animal also teat. But Enechanami, V'yesh mihem nevelos, v'yesh mihem treifos. Some psulim make it into a nevela that has even tumah to it, and some of them want to make it into a treifos. That's our mission over here in Chanami, that nekuvis haveshet, psukas haragerus, makes it into a nevela. Even the next mission says it's a treifa, slam dafka, it's a treifa. It just means that it's a sura. Then in Chanami, there are nevelos. The Rashi says, yesh mihem nevelos, v'yesh nekuvis haveshet, psukas haragerus. The Yisrael mokem shchita, too, and therefore they're not only a treifa, but a mela becomes into a nevela. So Mar says that that's really the pshat. If so, v'lech shuv nami dechiskiya, then the next mishnah was talking about nevelas, it also should have included Chiskiya's case. The Yama Chiskiya says are so gistura. If you cut the animal like in half, you make it into two parts. Nevela, it's called a nevela. Even though Rashi says in Faches, even though it's still shaking ground, it's called a nevela. So how come the mishnah later didn't say a case of gistura? And also, v'lech shiv nami, the Rebbe Lezer should also put Rebbe Lezer's case. The Yom Rebbe Lezer, not lo yerech, If you take off its tie, v'cholul shelo, and before the gisa should be v'cholul shelo niko, you could tell like it's hollow over there. In such a case, it's called neveila. So how come the next Mishnah didn't say these cases also? So my answer is no. Ki ketoni neveila d'loy metam mechayim. The next Mishnah of the Eil, which is about nevelas that do not have tumah when it's still alive. It's not mechacheses. These last two cases that they considered nevelas, even though they're still alive, even though they're still mechacheses, leketoni, that the Mishnah does not say. So kids, so that's one tale to say the next Mishnah, nevelas treifus is lav dafka, it's not really treifus, but there are some that are nevelas that are surus. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakisham, he answers like this. No, that the Mishnah later only means treifus and not nevelas. If Sarkamal Mishnah Biyah says, according to everybody, it's called a treifa, epsukas argeris. So Shimon Lakis once hears him say that kan sheshocha v'mokam chatach. Here we're talking about they made a shechita on the mokam chatach, in the mokam where it was a psukah where it was cut already. Kan sheshocha shlev v'mokam chatach. Here we're talking about you made a shechita shlev v'mokam chatach, not in the place where it was already cut. So it's like this. Shochat v'mokam chatach, if where the psukas gageras were, in that hole, you now continue to make a shechita over there, is so nifslev v'shechita, that's called the psul v'shechita. And therefore that's how Mishnah is called a nevela. But shlev v'mokam chatach, let's say it was the psukas gageras already, and now you make a shechita at another place, further up or further down, not on the mokam chatach, that's the next Mishnah, that kidov rachagorim or lifsodomi. It's like something else is causing it to become absurd. And therefore it's considered a treifa and not a nevela. So here's the question. If you made a shechita on the kono, that's the windpipe. And then later there came a hole. In the reya, a treifa came into the reya, into the lungs. Lachas kshera. Even though you did not finish the shechita yet, you did not cut the veshet yet, but since you made a shechita on the kono, now whatever happens to the reya, to the lungs, we don't care about anymore. Why? Alma, what do we see? The Svar of Hashem Maslokas is, Alma, kemanda mancha b'dekula damya. It's like a sinner basket. In other words, once you shechted the kono, you shechted the windpipe, all that's attached to it, it's like it's out of the animal. Therefore, it becomes a treifa, and that part later doesn't make it psul, even though you didn't check the veshet yet. If so, once you made a chatach to like it's those things out, is a rachinam here also? Command the mancha b'dikuladamya. How could you say the absuka sakageris? How could you say if you make a shechita on the next part higher up below, it's called a good shechita? The chur, once you have absuka sakageris, it's considered commander mancha b'dikuladam. It's like lying in a basket now. It's not in the animal anymore. So once you make the psukah of Adshav called in the Vela, you cannot make a shechita anymore. So still a kasha, what is the next Mishnah called a treifa? So Mora says, Elo Amr Rab Chia, Barab Amr Rab Yechanan, like kasha, there's no stira, ain't a chanami, kan kredim chazara, kan liyaka chazara. The next Mishnah that says it's called a treifa, that's only going according to the Havamina before Rabbi Kippur was chayzer, before he retracted. And O Mishnah Azazimim Kaima, they did not take that Mishnah out of its place. Then the Chanami, according to our Mishnah, that he was chayzer. Once he was chayzer, Pshat, the next Mishnah is not called the treifer anymore, but rather it's suited on the Vela. Now, Gufa, what we just said before, on Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that Shachar es Hakona, he made a shechita on the first simin, on the Kona, on the windpipe. The Rashi explains the kona is always near the oar, you usually cut the kona first, and then the veshet, that's netzer mafrekis, that usually goes second. So the case where you shochat the kona, you shechted the windpipe first, v'yachakach nikva reya, and then it became a hole in one of the lungs, is ksheira still the animal's kosher? Because that part of the reya is sitting like out of the animal already. Omer Rav, Rav says like this, l'yamur shur melok ishela b'rei, you only set it by the lungs, because the lungs are totally in the windpipe. So if you shech the windpipe, it's like the lungs are out. Avu b'vnei mayim was doing further down in the intestines, that lay that you did not say. So after you shech the kona, now there became a treifa in the b'nei mayim, before you cut the veshet, then there will be a psul treifa. because the Bnei Mayin are not told to not get the chiyas from the corner from the windpipe, but rather from the veshet. So you only set it by the reya, the lungs, that gets its chiyas from the corner. And this the Gemara says, Mask of Law Reb Zera. Reb Zera asked the question back, Me'acha shenodobo simone trefo hetarto, that monashach, once simone trefo started, you want to say it's kosher, how could that be? Elumai, what do you want to say the svar is? That once you started the shechita, nothing could go wrong with it anymore. There should be no more psul of trefo. If so, then, mali bereya, mali bevenei mayim, shouldn't make enough kumina where it is, whether it's in the reya or in the bnei mayim. And like Rashi says, the sriru alone, Rav Zera, the habmin Rav Zera was, that kibun the mitzvah seishchetot, as soon as you started the shechita, so sula mitrefor, you can't have any more trefos anymore. Shein trefo lechat tichiyas, like once you started to take away the chiyas, then there's no more psul trefos anymore. So there shouldn't make enough community between the reya, the lungs, and the bnei mayim. The Gemara says, Rav Zera retracted, and he also is masking that's not the svara of Rishim Lakish. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Here again, the Gemara says, but Vahodabei Rav Zera retracted. And Rashi says, they meant to say, so not the svara is that since the shechita started, you can't have any trefis. That's not the svar of Shir Melokish. Rather, it's only a svar in the ray in the lungs that since you already shechted the corner, the windpipe, so the chias of the lungs went out, so that it's only a heter for the raya, for a trefis in the raya, and not for b'nei mayim. Now, what's the proof that the Gabzera was chayzer? So what it says, because the boy Gabzera, who hears the Gabzera, has to shout like this, that nikfo b'nei mayim, being similar simon mahom, let's say if you shechted one simon, now they became a neck of a hole in the intestines. So shayla reads, and that makes it into a tray for now. Lech was me mitzvah of simon rishin, the simon shani, the tarim and denavela. In other words, for sure the animal now is called the tray for. And therefore the shechit is not matter with pachila. But the lech usually is, even though you have a tray from the animal, when you make a shechit, the shechit is mitzvah and denavela. At least take sweat that there's no tumas nevela. Here the shalur is the first simon you shechted with such a good shechita that even had occurred the shalur heter achila. Now, by the time you got to the second simon, there's already a trace from the animal. So that shechita cannot be matir pachila. It can only at most take off the tumah nevela. So shalur, could you start put the two together since they have two different kreches? So once there was mimitzar simish to simish shechita nevela. Or maybe you don't say that. So the Chuyah see clearly that even quote Reb Zera, Lemais of the Psul Trefus is Chal. Not like you saw it before, that once you started the Shechita, you can't have a Trefa. It's the only Yishai, though, that the Shechita at least helped to take off the Tumas Nevela. And this the Gemara answered, the Amin, they said back to him, Lav, Haimu Duboyuf, isn't this ill for Shaila? They don't have a Shaila like this. What's going to be Hoitzi Uber Es Yadai? You have a pregnant cow, let's say, and before you made the shechita, the ubar, the baby inside, put out its hand. So it's the other bent simon between one simon and another simon. So for the first shechita, by the first simon, it was inside. And not the locher, the shechita of the aim, is matter, the ubar inside. What comes out, it's not matter it. And the corpus is not matter it, achila, even though the shechita has to take off the tumas nevela on that part. There the hand of the Uber came out between one simon and the second simon.